It's showtime.
Hi, welcome to Did You Watch Survivor Last Night? This is the only Survivor podcast. My name is Jake Shidell. Each week, this is my best friend Thomas Powell. If you did indeed watch a certain reality show, hey Thomas, how are you doing today?
Jake, I'm good. It's
flawless introduction, right?
Yeah, it's officially my birthday week.
Oh,
thing that people celebrate. It's my birthday the whole week.
Congrats.
Yeah.
Congrats, you might say.
Yes, congratulations. Congrats to the grad. Congrats to all the dads out there.
This is, congratulating from your 20s this year. Congratulations. There we go. So I'm excited for you. I'm excited for this week. Do you have any big plans?
No, I don't.
At the beginning of this year, did you think, oh, I'm going to have a quarantine birthday?
No, I mean, I didn't think that, but I don't think there was any point where I was like, yeah, I'm about to be 29. I'm going to really blow it out. I'm going to have a huge birthday bash for my 29th birthday.
Hell yeah. It's like your 17th birthday all over again. Like, yeah, that maybe. Zac Efron movie. Probably. I don't know how old they were in that movie, but 13 going on 30? Pretty good. They should do 30 going on 47. Is that math right? Anyway.
They could have Thomas, like a CGI Jennifer Garner.
No, it's just Jennifer Garner now, but then also Jennifer Garner from 2003 or whenever that movie came out.
Yeah, they would CGI age her down. And no, she would look like... Do you remember CGI Jeff Bridges in Tron Legacy?
I didn't see that movie, but yes, I remember that being a thing.
It doesn't look very good now.
What was I watching? Something. I don't remember. Not important. Oh, I'm watching Fargo Season 3, and it's got the two guys, but the one actor, whose name I can't remember.
Yes, the two guys.
You know the two guys, but that's two characters, and they're brothers, and then they're played by the one guy who was in Star Wars, I think.
And he was like, "You're right. You were right about one thing. The negotiations were short."
Yeah. It was a lot of shows about negotiations these days. One of my favorites is Survivor. Thomas, did you watch San Juan del Survivor last night? So much for the city.
Tell me that you'll dance to the end. I sure did, Jake.
That's great. This week's episode was called This Is Where We Build Trust. Like, pretty good episode title.
Who said that? Actually, now that I think about it,
I don't remember. Natalie, I think.
Can't be that great an episode title if you can't remember who said it. That's all I'm saying.
True. Thomas always remembers. He says the episode titles when we go through the episode titles every 25. Who said it live with what's his name?
We've already done a joke about this.
Yeah, but see, I can't remember his name now.
Andy something.
Andy Serkis.
Yep. Andy is
Who
always
said it with Andy Serkis.
He's wearing the mocap suit when he's like talking to people.
Yeah. That's speaking of CGI movie stars, Andy Serkis's talk show on Bravo. Who said it? It's a trivia show where they just he says quotes from celebrities and they guess who said it. It's a pretty good show. I'm the number one producer. That's my title. So please watch it. We're about to be canceled.
Yeah, please. We need someone to watch this.
We have zero sponsors and even fewer viewers. Okay, so we start off at camp. Reed recognizes John as the leader of his alliance, so he targets him. Natalie tells Missy and Baylor that she feels blindsided, but then John tells her about his idol, and in a talking head, Natalie says, I want to give John a taste of his own medicine. As somebody who knows how the season turns out, that was very exciting to see.
Yeah, pretty cool.
Yeah. At the reward challenge, they have to grab some keys and puzzle pieces in the water and then build a statue. Did you like this challenge?
Yeah, I liked it just fine, you know. I always like any challenge where they have to, run and leap to grab something. For whatever reason, that's just a part of challenges I like.
you like to see their athletic prowess?
No, I just think it seems like it would be fun.
It does. I do like challenges that it's just like, I would like to do that.
Yeah,
fun.
Like, I think it'd be fun to do.
Like, anything that looks like just a fun summer camp activity, I'm just like, yeah, let's go, I want to go do that. What would you call this challenge if you could call it anything?
I would call it a Survivor Challenge, because that's what it was.
Indeed. This actually was only done one time, so it was a single Survivor Challenge. It's called Dirty Water Dog.
I definitely could have guessed that.
I think it's a good name for a challenge. The winning team gets to be ambassadors for baseball in Nicaragua. And that's very exciting because we love baseball here in America.
They love baseball there too on the show and also in Nicaragua.
Yes. Who doesn't love baseball? Let's be honest. The team of Jacqueline, John, Alec, and Reed win, but then Reed gives up his spot for Missy. What do you think of everybody giving up their rewards?
I think it's becoming a little played out now. I thought it was nice, but it was also very clearly like everyone knows what they're doing at this point. It's not really under the radar anymore.
My favorite part of this challenge was at the very end, Alec does a cool flip off the platform in the water.
I also noticed him do the front flip, and I was like, damn, dude, cool.
Yeah, we like Alec now.
Yeah, that was fucking cool, bro.
Alec's a chill bro. I like him. The reward, they give a bunch of kids some baseball and stuff, and they play baseball. And John gives a kid some ice cream, and then they talk about how Jacqueline can't have kids. How did you feel when they revealed that Jacqueline can't have kids?
I thought it was... I mean, look. I think that it is a low bar to clear to be like, well, I'm not going to leave this woman because she can't have kids. But, like, John was very sweet about it, and I think it seems like that would be, you know, obviously that's something that's been hard for her to deal with, but she has someone who's very supportive about it, and it seems like they're all good there. So, yeah, I don't think it was anything... I'm not going to be like, well, my opinion of John changed completely. Like, I think he's a great guy now. Like, I think John seems cool anyway, but yeah, it was a nice little peek into the relationship.
Definitely. Then John plays baseball with the kids, which I believe this is what is known as the Twitter's favorite sport, blazeball. When one adult man plays regular baseball with a bunch of kids.
I did like that blazeball. He did the proper adult thing of not. Look, if you're an adult, you either play as like very not hard, or you just dominate the kids. And I appreciate that he was basically just like, I'm just gonna put the bat in front of the ball. Like, I'm not gonna swing.
Yeah, because he's a fucking pussy. If I were out there, I'd be hitting bombers every fucking pitch, bro.
I would be crushing dingers out there. I think that's a fact.
Come on, you were a fucking college athlete, and you're not showing these kids how to be a real athlete. Get out of here. Oh, you want to protect their feelings? Get out of here. Participation trophy, my ass. Tired of it. Back at camp, Reed talks to Keith about the Bad Boys Alliance staying four strong with Alec and Wes. Nat and Baylor go idol hunting while everybody else is gone, and Nat finds the idol, and then she decides to take out one of the Bad Boys before going after John. Smart. Like that meme of the guy pointing at his head. Now he's a smart person.
I pointed at my head when she found the idol.
This is intelligence. I think we can all agree that Natalie would be in Ravenclaw because she's so smart.
Yes.
Thank you for agreeing. And where would Jeremy be? Your favorite guy?
Jeremy is Jeremy's a Gryffindor, I think.
Yep.
I hate this so much. Please, let's not keep doing this.
We do have to, like, we do have to sort Missy, though. And then we can be
no,
done.
We...
And by we, I mean
do
you.
Not. I do not have to do anything.
Obviously, Missy would be a Hufflepuff. Get out of here. Don't even get in my mentions, because it's not real. The only thing that's real is Slytherin. don't quote me on that. I don't actually believe that.
You know who would be in Slytherin? The damn president.
Don't I know it? Because of all the white supremacy. But
they'd have to change the colors to orange.
Ah, you got him. At the immunity challenge, they have to balance on a perch while holding the beam above them. It's a classic challenge.
This was one of my favorite immunity challenges on any season I've ever seen because Jeff was fucking on one. It was great.
They have done this challenge. This is the first time they've done this challenge, but it's since been done in Ko Rong and David versus Goliath. So I feel like if this challenge is done, like, it's a lock that the season's going to be good.
It's a really good endurance challenge, and they, you know, like, if they were just doing that, I think it would have been compelling, but the fact that Jeff just kept bringing that food out, man.
Yeah, and there's always a food temptation, too. What would you call this challenge if you were number one challenge producer?
Hanging around.
Oh, that'd be so good. I'm sure they've used that before for something. This one was called Uncomfortably Numb.
Okay.
Yeah, I think it's pretty good. The first thing that Jeff brings out is a plate of candy, and he tries it to entice them.
Did you write down how he described it?
Yes, do you remember?
He said that there was a lot of texture.
No. No, not exactly. He did mention the texture, but his exact wording was, it's texture-y.
Yeah, texture-y. And he says something in regards to sugar that no one would, and no human would ever say about it.
It's got great sugar.
Yeah, it's got great sugar. What the fuck? What does that
mean? The thing about a brother and sister is, neither of you is the parent. Like, are you human, Jeff Probst? Like,
I love so much. I love that so much.
It's great.
No, that was really good. Jeff eating it in front of them is extremely good.
Mm-hmm.
There were so many good things about this. Reed's impression of Jeff fucking killed me.
Oh, so good.
When he brings out the cookies and he just goes, chocolate chip cookies.
You know Jeff loved that.
Jeff loved that. I'm trying to think, there was some more Jeff stuff that happened. Did you write anything else down for that?
I didn't. I had to make sure to write the texture-y great sugar line down, really, so I missed anything else. There was a point when Jeff brings out some wings and Wes steps down, which I gotta say is kind of poetic for Survivor. The fact that Wes stepped down from the perch for wings.
You're really playing with fire there.
Mm-hmm. So that was good. Jeff does ask Keith why Wes stepped down, and Keith says, I don't know, maybe a food weakness, which is very funny. And then Wes tells Jeff that he once ate 58 wings, or no, 58 nuggets in 5 minutes, and he won a contest for it.
Yeah, I think Jeff says something, is that an annual contest? Like, Jeff is kind of making fun of him?
It's like, I don't know. Wes also asked Jeff about his cameo on Two and a Half Men.
Yes, I was going to bring that up. It was very much fun. Hey, remember when you were on? It's clear that they've been there for 3 hours and they're all bored.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, hey, remember when you were on Two and a Half Men and you were cooking in that naked in that apron cookie or whatever? He's like, yeah, making bacon. That was sweet.
Yeah, bacon.
It was great. Yeah, that was fun.
At one point, Alex says, if Jesus can, I can, or something along those lines.
Yeah, in regards to
we all agree, Alex is a cool guy, and we all like him because he did that cool front flip. I did really like this challenge, but it did feature a lot of shots of their feet, which I, again, want to go on record as saying, don't like it, not a fan, please stop doing that. I'm not Quentin Tarantino.
And I hope Jeff isn't either, but...
not a fan. It finally comes down to Natalie and Reed, and Natalie barters for more food before she drops out, which, once again, very smart. And then Jeff brings out the food, and it's very exciting. What did you think of Reed doing the splits after stepping off the perch?
It was fun. It was a fun moment. This is a very triumphant... Reed was really on fire for the whole challenge. The little wink that he gave Natalie, also great.
Yes.
Yeah, no, Reed was firing on all cylinders for sure. It's fun to see somebody just really dominate a challenge like that.
Definitely. Back at camp, Reed goes around gathering votes. John is worried because he and Jacqueline are not in control of the vote for the first time. Were you worried going in that John was going home?
I was not worried that John was going home because I figured John would play his idol if it seemed like he needed to.
Yeah.
I think he's got a good idea of when he needs to do that.
Absolutely. Before we get into that tribal council, though, we got to talk about these wildlife shots. We got sloth. We got snake. We got orange butterfly. We got wasp. We got harpy eagle. Did you see the harpy eagle, Thomas?
I think I did.
It was a big black bird flying through the sky. They're all black with white chests and dark gray head. Upwards of 20 pounds, they are considered the most powerful raptors in the rainforest.
I think the most powerful raptors in the rainforest are the Toronto Raptors.
But that's a whole team. I was thinking you were going to say one guy.
Kyle Lowry. Who's the most powerful? Okay. Aubrey Drizzy Drake Graham.
Okay, great. Not Vinsanity. Not Kawhi Leonard.
Kawhi Leonard is not on the Raptors anymore.
Okay, that doesn't mean anything.
He plays for the Los Angeles Clippers, thank you very much.
Well, they don't have rainforests in Los Angeles, Thomas.
Yeah, they do in Toronto, though.
Yeah, that's why they have the falls there. That's why it's called the rainforest.
I was going to say I would love for you to explain what you meant by that, but you did, so I appreciate that.
Yeah, it's very obvious that the water from the Niagara Falls is the rain from the Toronto jungle rainforest.
Yeah, there's rain in waterfalls and in the rainforest, but y'all aren't ready to have that conversation.
The forest, it evaporates, the water evaporates from the rainforest, and there's so much vegetation in Toronto, and it falls over the Niagara Falls, and then it's made of the mist and all
that.
You're
going to make a whole, thread, y'all, about this.
You can follow me on Twitter. So these raptors are 3 feet tall with a wingspan of around 5 feet, 9 inches to 7 feet, 4 inches. Live 25 to 35 years.
That's how tall I am.
Hmm?
I am 5 feet, 7 inches to 7 foot, 4 inches tall.
Aren't we all? Boban, right? Isn't he 7'4"?
He Boban? Is, I believe he's 7'3", but yeah.
Oh.
Wait, no, well, I think he is 7'4". Let me check. I'll just get to look at a picture of Boban. We all like doing that.
Yeah.
Boban's cool.
You do that while I tell people about the harpy eagle. It can be found between Mexico and Argentina, but it is nearly extinct in Mexico. Elsewhere, it is not threatened.
Jake, I am going to DM you the first picture of Boban Marjanovic when you Google Boban.
Okay.
You know when you Google a public figure and they show up on the side there with their Wikipedia entry?
Right.
All right, this is... I'd like you to describe the photo to our listeners once I send it to you.
Yes, absolutely. Okay, here we go. Oh, it's so good. So, it's Boban, our favorite guy. He's in a Mavs jersey, and he is holding a basketball like it's an apple and taking a big bite out of it like it's an apple.
Jake, I just want to make it absolutely clear when we a lot of times when we say that something we like something or it's our favorite thing, we're doing irony, we're joking.
I want
to make sure
genuine.
That everyone knows that we are not doing a bit here. We like Boban. Boban is a wonderful man.
I believe you tweeted yesterday you've been visited by an angel or something.
Yeah, there was a point where the camera showed up on him and he was being adorable.
Yeah, he's a great guy.
What a wonderful guy.
We could get him on our Pistons Survivor season in the future, hopefully.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah, man, Boban, he would kill it. He would be so good on Survivor.
Scott Pollard, Cliff Robinson. I mean, we just need three more Pistons to fill it out, and that's the team. The Harpy Eagle is mostly quiet except for when they're in their nest, where they let out a penetrating, weak, melancholy scream. While approaching the nest with food, the male calls out with rapid chirps, goose-like calls, and occasional sharp screams.
So you're saying cool. That? So you're saying that that sex shit got them honking like a goose?
Absolutely, that's what I'm saying here. They are at the top of the food chain, being very rarely preyed upon. Most wildlife shots we feature, the Wikipedia entry on their prey will be like a sentence long, maybe two. But this eagle's was 9 paragraphs long.
They got a lot going on there, you know? You gotta get it all.
One paragraph states that they've been known to take livestock, like sheep and goats, from farms. So, you know, not a fan of birds in general, but this guy's all right. I think he's a cool guy, and that's only because I'm very scared of him. also, they lay 2 eggs every 2 to 3 years, but will only raise one and ignore the other.
Oh, damn.
Yeah. Cool birds. Very cool.
Yeah. yeah, if you think child abuse is cool, do better.
Oh. Okay. Well, technically, the one egg doesn't even hatch, so they're right to ignore it. So, you know? Just saying. At Tribal Council, they discuss trust, and then Jeff asks if anybody has talked about idols. Natalie says playing an idol is all about timing, and then Keith utters another one of his legendary lines when he says, "Stick to the plan." Were you familiar with this quote, Thomas, before this?
I was not familiar with this quote.
Oh, man, this is a classic quote. What did you think of Baylor's funhouse mirror metaphor?
I'm going to be honest, I wasn't paying super close attention to this Tribal Council, like what they were saying during the Tribal Council.
Wow.
Yeah, sorry. That's a failing on my part.
I mean, you should just be taking notes every day. They vote. Natalie tells John to play his idol while they're voting. And he goes, "What, for real?" So he does. And then Keith plays his idol for himself. Well, Wes gives him the idol, which he plays for himself. John received 4 votes. Keith received 3 votes. And the only person with votes were John and Jacqueline's votes. So Wes is sent home. And then John is really proud of himself for playing his idol. What'd you think of that?
He should be. It was a good play. He would have been voted out otherwise.
Even though Natalie was the one who told him to?
I mean, look. It's a question of when he's going to be voted out. If he hadn't played it, he would be gone. So yes, it was a good play. Would it have been a better play to get voted out, Jake?
No, I just think he wasn't going to play his idol if she hadn't said something.
That's part of the game, Jake.
Yeah, too true.
Just the way the chocolate chip cookie crumbles.
Chocolate chip cookie. You can follow us on Twitter at DYWSLN. You can follow me at Jake Shadell. You can follow Thomas at...
Follow me at Tom.
Review us on Apple Podcasts. What's the Apple Podcast review, Thomas?
This is my favorite podcast. I like it better than all of the other podcasts. I give it a big things up. A big things up.
Yeah, that's a big things up. That's the new one.
What an episode this has been for all of us.
That's the new one.
All right, let me start from the top again.
Okay.
This is my favorite podcast. I like it better than all of the other podcasts. I give it a big thumbs up.
Mm.
Fuck. I think the things came from me getting too excited to say fuck.
Yeah. Well, actually, the it has been updated. The new boilerplate review is big things up. So for any review, if you could write that instead of the big thumbs up, I would really appreciate that.
This MF said big things.
Yeah. Well, I've been getting a lot of emails from Ebert and Roper that are like, hey, can you get a little further from the thumbs thing? So this is actually really good.
Speaking of Drake, everyone's favorite Drake line, two thumbs up, Ebert and Roper.
My favorite Drake line is, so just turn around, and then they turn around in the theme song.
Yeah, I agree.
Next week, we're watching episode 11 of San Juan del Survivor. It is called Kind of Like Cream Cheese. What do you think of that episode title, Thomas?
I look forward to whatever that is, in, you know, whatever that's in reference to.
I'm very excited for that, too. All right, at this point, we will continue to say, have a great quarantine.
Deuces. Get fun, but you may find the blood is not enough. Some will say it's not enough. Give blood, but don't expect to ever see reward. Give blood, you can give it all, but still you ask for more.
Hey, welcome to Did You Watch Survivor Last Night? This is the only Survivor podcast.
Forget where you were.
I was at the wrong. I was at the wrong part of my notes. My name is Jake Chanelli.
You can do it again. We can have that be the after song thing.
No, it's too late now.
Damn. All right then.
I'm telling you, it's all building up to something. Something that can only be redeemed with fire.
And keep loving. Hooray! We did it!